The demand of commodities, fine chemicals, aroma compounds, proteins, or medicines such as antibiotics is increasing worldwide. However, conventional biotechnology production processes based on monocultures of microbial flora are reaching their limits. So how can new, more efficient production routes be created by scale-up that not only meet demand, but are also economically viable and sustainable? Roughly speaking, this is what the DFG Priority Program Interzell is about. We will be exploring this topic piece by piece with our podcast, Lab Whispers of Bioengineering. Upscaling of bioprocesses is often accompanied by loss in productivity compared to well-mixed lab-scale processes. One reason is the formation of population heterogeneity, whose mechanistic understanding is still comparably low. A team of researchers from the German Research Foundation, DFG, Interzell Priority Program, is on a mission to gain more insights from heterogeneity to bioprocess development for cultivation of microorganisms. Today we are discussing this with Professor Andreas Kremling from TU Munich and Professor Anna-Lena Heinz from TU Hamburg. Hello, nice that you're here today. Would you like to briefly introduce yourselves?
Yes, so let's start from the beginning. I decided to study biotechnology. After my bachelor's, I realized that I miss quantifying things. So during my master's, I changed direction towards bioprocess engineering. And then for the PhD, I moved to Denmark and started it at the Technical University of Denmark and could luckily combine both study topics already in the field of population heterogeneity and bioprocesses that I'm actually also still working on. Then after completion of the PhD in 2014, I did a short postdoc also at DTU before spending 1.5 years in industry at Octa Pharma as a specialist for statistics and trending, so a bit different field. Then, I realized I missed science. So I moved back to academia and spent 6.5 years at TUM and established my own research group, basically continuing the work of my PhD topic. And now since October last year, I'm in Hamburg now heading the Institute of Bioprocess and Biosystems Engineering, and with a research focus on knowledge-based upscaling of bioprocesses and development of sustainable, robust, and hopefully in the future, self-sustaining bioprocesses.
I'm an engineer by training in the field of chemical and biochemical engineering with a focus on systems engineering, and so that is mathematical modeling and also control engineering. During my diploma studies at Stuttgart University, I discovered that biotechnology is a very interesting field for applications in the engineering sciences. Then I was in the lucky situation that there was a PhD position for modeling, and I could complete my PhD before I become a professor at the Technical University of Munich. I was a junior research scientist at the Max Planck Institute in Magdeburg.
And what is the goal of your research project?
Yeah, as in all projects, we have these two aspects. From the theoretical side, we develop a new simulation framework, this time on a single cell basis. And this is in contrast to standard approaches that consider only an average cell population. And in the long run, we hope that our simulation predictions with the model and after calibration are in good agreement with the experimental data that we get from Anna.
For the experimental part, we first need to get an improved quantitative understanding of population heterogeneity and bioprocesses. And now in this second phase of this Interzell project, we want to try to influence the level of population heterogeneity so that in the best case, only cells are present that are beneficial for the targeted process goal, which is in our case, the maximum product yield of the amino acid L-phenylalanine, which is relevant in food and feed industry. So we chose this bioprocess as a model process in our project. And for influencing the level of population heterogeneity, we want to apply a physiology-based feedback control in our bioprocess setup, in which also the simulation framework provided by Andreas' work will be integrated. And in this way, we can, in the end, hopefully combine both projects.
And what has been both of your highlights so far?
So my highlight was the generation of a so-called quadruple reporter strain, a strain that expresses four different fluorescent proteins together with different cellular characteristics without introducing significant burden to the cells. So that was not really as expected, like we hoped for, because beforehand we only tried to integrate up to three different fluorescent proteins into a cell. And my former PhD student, who was responsible for establishing this quadruple reporter strain, and I, we were quite worried if the strain can cope with another fluorescent protein on top. But yeah, we were lucky and it worked.
Great. And Andreas, what about your highlight?
For me, a highlight was the first simulation results of the complete system, so including the bioreactor and also including the bypass. And my first PhD student has done a very great job here to set up all the equations, find the correct parameters, and to run the simulation successfully.
That's really interesting. So as I understand it, your project aims to control population heterogeneity. Why are induced variations in process performance important in fed batch processes? And what role does this play in L-phenylalanine production?
So this variation in process performance of, yeah, for instance, E. coli, but it's the same for other microbial hosts for production. And now in our case, especially during L-phenylalanine production, are partly induced due to mixing insufficiencies and the resulting gradients of process parameters under industrial scale bioprocess conditions. In this way, the cells repeatedly experience different microenvironments and when traveling through the bioreactor. And that makes them react to these microenvironments individually. And this leads to the appearance of heterogeneous population of cells. And overall, this phenomenon is omnipresent in different bioprocesses and is called this population heterogeneity.
So we believe that only the understanding and based on this also a mathematical meaningful description of the process will allow us to intervene successfully in the process and then redirect it for the optimal conditions, especially processes in large scale industrial scales still suffer from the missing understanding of the complex interplay between the metabolism and also the fluid dynamics. So in our project, so we hope to contribute here to this better understanding.
And where do you see the biggest obstacles and how would you potentially take on those challenges?
So a main obstacle from the theoretical point is the measurement technologies and of course, to calibrate the model and to find the set of kinetic parameters for this type of model that we develop requires that we apply advanced measurement techniques that allow us measurements not only in the bioreactor, but also to take measurements from inside the cell.
And from our side, from the experimental side, we at the moment try to identify these measurement techniques to being able to fine-tune the model in the end to have this exchange. And yeah, in the best case, these strategies should be online measurement, which is not easily to find in any case. And another challenge is to identify meaningful and suitable control cases of cell physiology in our model process for proving our concept that we are actually able to influence the level of population heterogeneity now that we have understood it.
I see. And are there milestones you're working towards? Will it be possible to transfer the research to an industrial scale?
Yeah, at the end of this project phase, a milestone is to establish this experimental setup that I already mentioned with the possibility to have a feedback control of cell physiology.
For the current project phase, we are very busy with model calibration and also with process optimization, but only on the laboratory scale. And in the long run, together with partners from industry, I could imagine that we can finally compare our simulation results also with data from bigger bioreactors.
Well, it's really exciting research. Professor Andreas Kremling and Professor Annalena Heinz, thank you so much for discussing your amazing research in bioprocess engineering and how productivity can be improved by understanding the population heterogeneity. It was a great pleasure.